to ye who thereabout fast the day of the preparation and the Sabbath day entirely, tasting nothing till the cock crowing of the night. But if anyone is not able to join them both together, at least let him observe the Sabbath day, for the Lord says somewhere, speaking of himself, when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, in those days shall they fast too, in these days. Therefore, he was taken from us by the Jews, falsely so named, and fastened to the cross, and was numbered among the transgressors. 3:19. Wherefore we exhort you to fast on those days, as we also fasted till the evening, when he was taken away from us. But on the rest of the days, before the day of the preparation, let everyone eat at the ninth hour, or at the evening, or as everyone is able. But from the even of the fifth day till cock crowing break your fast, when it is daybreak of the first day of the week, which is the Lord's day. From the even till cock crowing keep awake, and assemble together in the church, watch, and pray, and entreat God, reading, when you sit up all night, the law, the prophets, and the Psalms, until cock crowing, and baptizing your catechumens, and reading the gospel with fear and trembling, and speaking to the people such things as tend to their salvation, put an end to your sorrow, and beseech God, that Israel may be converted, and that he will allow them place of repentance, and the remission of their impiety. For the judge, who was a stranger, washed his hands, and said, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it. But Israel cried out, his blood be on us, and on our children. 4. And when Pilate said, shall I crucify your king? They cried out, we have no king but Caesar. Crucify him, for every one that maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. And, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. 5. And Pilate the governor and Herod the king commanded him to be crucified, and that oracle was fulfilled which says, why did the Gentiles rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, and against his Christ. 6. And they cast away the beloved, as a dead man, who is abominable. 7. And since he was crucified on the day of the preparation, and rose again at break of day on the Lord's day, the scripture was fulfilled which saith, arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt have an inheritance in all the nations. 8. And again, I will arise, saith the Lord, I will put him in safety, I will wax bold through him. 9. And, but thou, Lord, have mercy upon me, and raise me up again, and I shall requite them. 10. For this reason do you also, now the Lord is risen, offer your sacrifice, concerning which he made a constitution by us, saying, do this for a remembrance of me. 11. And thenceforward leave off your fasting, and rejoice, and keep a festival, because Jesus Christ, the pledge of our resurrection, is risen from the dead. And let this be an everlasting ordinance till the consummation of the world, until the Lord come. For to Jews the Lord is still dead, but to Christians he is risen, to the former, by their unbelief, to the latter, by their full assurance of faith. For the hope in him is immortal and eternal life. After 8 days let there be another feast observed with honor, the eighth day itself, on which he gave me Thomas, who was hard of belief, full assurance, by showing me the print of the nails, and the wound made in his side by the spear. 12. And again, from the first Lord's day count 40 days, from the Lord's day till the fifth day of the week, and celebrate the feast of the Ascension of the Lord, whereon he finished all his dispensation and constitution, and returned to that God and Father that sent him, and sat down at the right hand of power, and remains there, until his enemies are put under his feet, who also will come at the consummation of the world with power and great glory, to judge the quick and the dead, and recompense every one according to his works. And then shall they see the beloved Son of God whom they pierced. 1. And when they know him, they shall mourn for themselves, tribe by tribe, and their wives apart too. 20. For even now, on the tenth day of the month Gorpius, when they assemble together, they read the lamentations of Jeremiah, in which it is said, the Spirit before our face, cries the Lord, was taken in their destructions. 3. And Barak, in whom it is written, this is our God, no other shall be esteemed with him. He found out every way of knowledge, and showed it to Jacob his son, and Israel his beloved. Afterwards he was seen upon earth, and conversed with men. 4. And when they read them, they lament and bewail, as themselves suppose, that desolation which happened by Nebuchadnezzar. But, as the truth shows, they unwillingly make a prelude to that lamentation, which will overtake them. But after 10 days from the Ascension, which from the first Lord's day is the 50th day, do ye keep a great festival, For on that day, at the third hour, the Lord Jesus sent on us the gift of the Holy Ghost, and we were filled with His energy, and we spake with new tongues, as that Spirit did suggest to us. 5. And we preached both to Jews and Gentiles, that He is the Christ of God, who is determined by Him to be the judge of quick and dead. 6. To Him did Moses bear witness, and said, The Lord received fire from the Lord, and rained it down. 7. Him did Jacob see as a man, and said, I have seen God face to face, and my soul is preserved. 8. Him did Abraham entertain, and acknowledge to be the judge, and his Lord. 9. Him did Moses see in the bush. 10. Concerning Him did He speak in Deuteronomy, A prophet will the Lord your God raise up unto you out of your brethren, like unto me, Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever He shall say unto you. And it shall be, that every soul that will not hear that prophet, shall be destroyed from among his people. 11. Him did Joshua the son of Nun see, as the captain of the Lord's host, in armor, for their assistance against Jericho, to whom he fell down, and worshipped, as a servant does to his master. 12. Him Samuel knew as the anointed of God. 13. And thence named the priests and the kings the anointed. Him David knew, and sung an hymn concerning him, a song concerning the beloved. 14. And adds in his person, and says, Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O thou who art mighty in thy beauty and renown, go on, and prosper, and reign, for the sake of truth, and meekness, and righteousness, and thy right hand shall guide thee after a wonderful manner. Thy darts are sharpened, O thou that art mighty, the people shall fall under thee in the heart of the king's enemies. Wherefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Concerning Him also spake Solomon, as in his person, The Lord created me the beginning of His ways, for His works, before the world He founded me, in the beginning, before He made the earth, before the fountains of waters came, before the mountains were fastened, He begot me before all the hills. 15. And again, Wisdom built herself in house. 16. Concerning Him also Isaiah said, A branch shall come out of the root of Jesse, and a flower shall spring out of his root, and there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that is to rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. 17. And Zechariah says, 18. Behold, a king cometh unto thee, just, and having salvation, meek, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. 19. Him Daniel describes as, the Son of Man coming to the Father. 20. And receiving all judgment and honor from him, and as, the stone cut out of the mountain without hands, and becoming the great mountain, and filling the whole earth. 21. Dashing to pieces the many governments of the smaller countries, and the polytheism of gods, but preaching the one God, and ordaining the monarchy of the Romans. Concerning Him also did Jeremiah prophesy, saying, The Spirit before His face, cries the Lord, was taken in their snares, of whom we said, Under His shadow we shall live among the Gentiles. 1. Ezekiel also, and the following prophets, affirm everywhere that He is the Christ, the Lord, the King, the Judge, the Lawgiver, the angel of the Father, the only begotten God. Him therefore do we also preach to you, and declare Him to be God the Word, who ministered to His God and Father for the creation of the universe. By believing in Him you shall live, but by disbelieving you shall be punished. 4. He that is disobedient to the Son, shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him too. Therefore, after you have kept the festival of Pentecost, keep 1 week more festival, and after that fast, for it is reasonable to rejoice for the gift of God, and to fast after that relaxation, for both Moses and Elijah fasted 40 days, and Daniel 4, 3 weeks of days did not eat desirable bread, and flesh and wine did not enter into his mouth. 3. And blessed Hannah, when she asked for Samuel, said, I have not drunk wine nor strong drink, and I pour out my soul before the Lord. 4. And the Ninevites, when they fasted 3 days and 3 nights, 5. Escaped the execution of wrath. And Esther, and Mordecai, and Judith, 6. By fasting, escaped the insurrection of the ungodly Holofernes and Haman. And David says, My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth for want of oil. 7. Do you therefore fast, and ask your petitions of God. We enjoin you to fast every fourth day of the week, and every day of the preparation, and the supplusage of your fast bestow upon the needy, every Sabbath day excepting one, and every Lord's day. Hold your solemn assemblies, and rejoice, for he will be guilty of sin who fasts on the Lord's day, being the day of the resurrection, or during the time of Pentecost, or, in general, who has sat on a festival day to the Lord, or on them, we ought to rejoice, and not to mourn. Book 6. Section I. Above all things, O Bishop, avoid the sad and dangerous and most atheistical heresies, eschewing them as fire that burns those that come near to it. Avoid also schisms, for it is neither lawful to turn one's mind towards wicked heresies, nor to separate from those of the same sentiment out of ambition. For some who venture to set up such practices of old did not escape punishment. For Dathan and Abiram, one, who set up in opposition to Moses, were swallowed up into the earth. But Korah, and those 250 who with him raised a sedition against Aaron, were consumed by fire. Miriam also, who reproached Moses, was cast out of the camp for 7 days, for she said, that Moses had taken an Ethiopian to wife too. Nay, in the case of Azariah and Uzziah, 3, the latter of which was king of Judah, but venturing to usurp the priesthood, and desiring to offer incense, which it was not lawful for him to do, was hindered by Azariah the high priest, and the 80 priests, and when he would not obey, he found the leprosy to arise in his forehead, and he hastened to go out, because the Lord had reproved him. 2. Let us therefore, beloved, consider what sort of glory that of the seditious is, and what their condemnation. For if he that rises up against kings is worthy of punishment, even though he be a son nor a friend, how much more he that rises up against the priests, or by how much the priesthood is more noble than the royal power, as having its concern about the soul, so much has he a greater punishment who ventures to oppose the priesthood, than he who ventures to oppose the royal power, although neither of them goes unpunished. For neither did Absalom nor Abdadon 4, escape without punishment, nor Korah and Dathan 1, the former rose against David, and strove concerning the kingdom, the latter against Moses, concerning preeminence. And they both spake evil, Absalom of his father David, as of an unjust judge, saying to every one, thy words are good, but there is no one that will hear thee, and do thee justice, who will make me a ruler. 5. But Abdadon, I have no part in David, nor any inheritance in the son of Jesse. 6. It is plain that he could not endure to be under David's government, of whom God spake, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my commands. 7. But Dathan and Abiram, and the followers of Korah, said to Moses, is it a small thing, that thou hast brought us out of the land of Egypt, out of a land flowing with milk and honey? And what hast thou put out our eyes? And wilt thou rule over us? And they gathered together against him a great congregation, and the followers of Korah said, has God spoken alone to Moses? Why is it that he has given the high priesthood to Aaron alone? Is not all the congregation of the Lord holy? And why is Aaron alone possessed of the priesthood? 8. And before this, one said, who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? 9. 3. And they raised a sedition against Moses the servant of God, the meekest of all men, 10, and faithful, and affronted 11, so great a man with the highest ingratitude, him who was their lawgiver, and guardian, and high priest, and king, the administrator of divine things, one that showed as a creator the mighty works of the Creator, the meekest man, freest from arrogance, and full of fortitude, and most benign in his temper, one who had delivered them from many dangers, and freed them from several deaths by his holiness, who had done so many signs and wonders from God before the people, and had performed glorious and wonderful works for their benefit, who had 1. Brought the 10 plagues upon the Egyptians, who had divided the Red Sea, and had separated the waters as a wall on this side and on that side, and had led the people through them as through a dry wilderness, 2. And had drowned Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and all that were in company with them, 3. And had made the fountain sweet for them with wood, and had brought water out of the stony rock for them, when they were thirsty, 4. And had given them manna out of heaven, and had distributed flesh to them out of the air, 5. And had afforded them a pillar of fire in the night, to enlighten and conduct them, and the pillar of a cloud, to shadow them in the day, by reason of the violent heat of the sun, 6. And had exhibited to them the law of God, engraven from the mouth, and hand, and writing of God, in tables of stone, the perfect number of 10 commandments, 7. To whom God spake face to face, as if a man spake to his friend, 8. Of whom he said, and there arose not a prophet like unto Moses. 9. Against him arose the followers of Korah, and the Reubenites, 10. And threw stones at Moses, who prayed, and said, except not of their offering. 11. And the glory of God appeared, and sent some down into the earth, and burnt up others with fire. And so, as to those ringleaders of this schismatical deceit, which said, "Let us make ourselves a leader," 12, the earth opened its mouth, and swallowed them up, and their tents, and what appertained to them, and they went down alive into hell, but Ti destroyed the followers of Korah with fire. Section 2. Or if therefore God inflicted punishment immediately on those that made a schism on account of their ambition, how much rather will he do it upon those who are the leaders of impious heresies? Will not he inflict severer punishment on those that blaspheme his providence or his creation? But do you, brethren, who are instructed out of the Scripture, take care not to make divisions in opinion, nor divisions in unity. For those who set up unlawful opinions are marks of perdition to the people. In like manner, do not you of the laity come near to such as advance doctrines contrary to the mind of God, nor be you partakers of their impiety. For says God, "Separate yourselves from him midst of these men, lest you perish together with them." 13. And again, "Depart from the midst of them, and separate yourselves, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." 14. 5. For those are most certainly to be avoided who blaspheme God. The greatest part of the ungodly, indeed, are ignorant of God, but these men, as fighters against God, are possessed with a willful evil disposition, as with a disease. For from the wickedness of these heretics, pollution is gone out upon all the earth. 15. As says the prophet Jeremiah, "For the wicked synagogue is now cast off by the Lord God, and his house is rejected by him, as he somewhere speaks, I have forsaken mine house, I have left mine inheritance." 16. And again, says Isaiah, "I will neglect my vineyard, and it shall not be pruned nor digged, and thorns shall spring up upon it, as upon a desert, and I will command the clouds, that they rain no rain upon it." 17. He has therefore left his people as a tent in a vineyard, and as a garner in a fig or olive yard, and as a besieged city. 18. He has taken away from them the Holy Spirit, and the prophetic rain, and has replenished his church with spiritual grace, as the river of Egypt in the time of first fruits. 19. And has advanced the same, as an house upon an hill, or as an high mountain, as a mountain fruitful for milk and fatness, wherein it is pleased God to dwell. For the Lord will inhabit therein to the end. 20. And he says in Jeremiah, "Our sanctuary is an exalted throne of glory." 21. And he says in Isaiah, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord shall be glorious, and the house of the Lord shall be upon the top of the mountains, and shall be advanced above the hills." 1. Since, therefore, he has forsaken his people, he has also left his temple desolate, and rent the veil of the temple, and took from them the Holy Spirit. For says he, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate too," and he has bestowed upon you, the converted of the Gentiles, spiritual grace, as he says by Joel, "And it shall come to pass after these things, saith God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons shall prophesy, and your daughters shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." 3. For God has taken away all the power and efficacy of his word, and such like visitations, from that people, and has transferred it to you, the converted of the Gentiles. For on this account the devil himself is very angry at the holy church of God. He is removed to you, and has raised against you adversities, seditions, and reproaches, schisms, and heresies. For he had before subdued the people to himself, by their slaying of Christ. But you who have left his vanities he tempts in different ways, as he did the blessed Job. 4. For indeed he opposed that great high priest Joshua the son of Josedek. 5. And he oftentimes sought to sift us, that our faith might fail. 6. But our Lord and Master, having brought him to trial, said unto him, "The Lord rebuke thee, O devil, and the Lord, who hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this plucked out of the fire as a brand?" 7. And who said then to those that stood by the high priest, "Take away his ragged garments from him," and added, "Behold, I have taken thine iniquities away from thee"? You will say now, as he said formerly of us, when we were assembled together, "I have prayed, that your faith may not fail." 8. 6. For even the Jewish nation had wicked heresies. 4 of them were the Sadducees, who do not confess the resurrection of the dead, and the Pharisees, who ascribe the practice of sinners to fortune and fate, and the Basmatheans, who deny providence, and say that the world is made by spontaneous motion, and take away the immortality of the soul, and the Hemerobaptists, who every day, unless they wash, do not eat nay, and unless they cleanse their beds and tables, or platters and cups and seats, do not make use of any of them, and those who are newly risen amongst us, the Benites, who will have the Son of God, to be a mere man, begotten by human pleasure, and the conjunction of Joseph and Mary. There are also those that separate themselves from all these, and observe the laws of their fathers, and these are the Essenes. These, therefore, arose among the former people. And now the evil one, who is wise to do mischief, and is for goodness, knows no such good thing, has cast out some from among us, and has wrought by them heresies and schisms. 7. Now the original of the new heresies began thus. The devil entered into one Simon, of a village called Jitfi, a Samaritan, by profession a magician, and made him the minister of his wicked design. 9. For one Philip our fellow apostle, 10, by the gift of the Lord and the energy of his spirit, performed the miracles of healing in Samaria, insomuch that the Samaritans were affected, and embraced the faith of the God of the universe, and of the Lord Jesus, and were baptized into his name. Nay, and that Simon himself, when he saw the signs and wonders which were done without any magic ceremonies, fell into admiration, and believed, and was baptized, and continued in fasting and prayer. We heard of the grace of God which was among the Samaritans by Philip, and came down 11. To them, and enlarging much upon the word of doctrine, we laid our hands upon all that were baptized, and we conferred upon them the participation of the Spirit. But when Simon saw that the Spirit was given to believers by the imposition of our hands, he took money, and offered it to us, saying, Give me also the power, that on whomsoever I also shall lay my hand, he may receive the Holy Ghost. 12. Being desirous that as the devil 13. Deprived Adam by his tasting of the tree of that immortality which was promised him, so also that Simon might entice us by the receiving of money, and might thereby cut us off from the gift of God. 14. That so by exchange we might sell to him for money the inestimable gift of the Spirit. But as we were all troubled at this offer, I Peter, with a fixed attention on that malicious serpent which was in him, said to Simon, Let thy money go with thee to perdition, because thou hast thought to purchase the gift of God with money. Thou hast no part in this matter, nor lot in this faith, for thy heart is not fit in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray to the Lord, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive thou art in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. 1. But then Simon was terrified, and said, I entreat you, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of those things which ye have spoken, come upon me too. 8. But when we went forth among the Gentiles, to preach the word of life, then the devil wrought in the people, to send after us false apostles to the corrupting of the word. Herod they sent forth one Cleobius, and joined him with Simon, and these became disciples to one Dositheus, whom they despising, put him down from the principality. Afterwards also others were the authors of absurd doctrines, Cerinthus, and Marcus, and Menander, and Basilides, and Saturnalis. Of these some own the doctrine of many gods, some only of three, but contrary to each other, without beginning, and ever with one another, and some of an infinite number of them, and those unknown ones also. And some reject marriage, and their doctrine is, that it is not the appointment of God, and others abhor some kinds of food, some are impudent in uncleanness, such as those who are falsely called Nicolaitans. And Simon meeting me Peter, first at Caesarea Stratonis, where the faithful Cornelius, a Gentile, believed on the Lord Jesus by me, endeavored to pervert the word of God, there being with me the holy children, Zacchaeus, who was once a publican, and Barnabas, and Nicetus and Aquila, brethren of Clement the bishop and citizen of Rome, who was the disciple of Paul, our fellow apostle and fellow helper in the gospel. I thrice discoursed before them with him concerning the true prophet, and concerning the monarchy of God, and when I had overcome him by the power of the Lord, and had put him to silence, I drove him away into Italy. 9. Now when he was in Rome, he mightily disturbed the church, and subverted many, and brought them over to himself, and astonished the Gentiles with his skill in magic, insomuch that once, in the middle of the day, he went into their theatre, and commanded the people, that they should bring me also by force into the theatre, and promised he would fly in the air. And when all the people were in suspense at this, I prayed by myself, and indeed he was carried up into the air by demons, and did fly on high in the air, saying that he was returning into heaven, and that he would supply them with good things from thence. And the people making acclamations to him, as to a god, I stretched out my hands to heaven, with my mind, and besought God through the Lord Jesus to throw down this pestilent fellow, and to destroy the power of those demons that made use of the same for the seduction and perdition of men, to dash him against the ground, and bruise him, but not to kill him. And then, fixing my eyes on Simon, I said to him, If I be a man of God, and a real apostle of Jesus Christ, and a teacher of piety, and not of deceit, as thou art, Simon, I command the wicked powers of the apostate from piety, by whom Simon the magician is carried, to let go their hold, that he may fall down headlong from his height, that he may be exposed to the laughter of those that have been seduced by him. When I had said these words, Simon was deprived of his powers, and fell down headlong with a great noise, and was violently dashed against the ground, and had his hip and ankle bones broken, and the people cried out, saying, There is one only God, whom Peter rightly preaches in truth, and many left him, but some who were worthy of perdition continued in his wicked doctrine. And after this manner the most atheistical heresy of the Simonians was first established in Rome, and the devil wrought by the rest of the false apostles 3, also, 10. Now all these had one and the same design of atheism, to blaspheme Almighty God, to spread their doctrine, that he is an unknown being, and not the Father of Christ, nor the Creator of the world, but one who cannot be spoken of, ineffable, not to be named, and begotten by himself, that we are not to make use of the law and the prophets, that there is no providence, and no resurrection to be believed, that there is no judgment nor retribution, that the soul is not immortal, that we must only indulge our pleasures, and turn to any sort of worship without distinction. Some of them say, that there are many gods, some that there are three gods without beginning, some that there are two unbegotten gods, some that there are innumerable eons. Further, some of them teach that men are not to marry, and must abstain from flesh and wine, affirming that marriage, and the begetting of children, and the eating of certain foods, are abominable, that so, as sober persons, they may make their wicked opinions to be received as worthy of belief. And some of them absolutely prohibit the eating of flesh, as being the flesh not of brute animals, but of creatures that have a rational soul, as though those that venture to slay them would be charged with the crime of murder. But others of them affirm that we must only abstain from swine's flesh, but may eat such as are cleaned by the law, and that we ought to be circumcised according to the law, and to believe in Jesus as in an holy man and a prophet. But others teach that men ought to be impudent in uncleanness, and to abuse the flesh, and to go through all unholy practices, as if this were the only way for the soul to avoid the rulers of this world. Now all these are the instruments of the devil, and the children of wrath. Section 3. 11. But we, who are the children of God and the sons of peace, to preach the holy and right word of piety, and declare one only God, the Lord of the law, and of the prophets, the maker of the world, the Father of Christ, not a being that caused himself, or begot himself, as they suppose, but eternal, and without original, and inhabiting light inaccessible, not two or three, or manifold, but eternally one only, not a being, that could not be known or spoken of, but who was preached by the law and the prophets, the Almighty, the supreme governor of all things, the all-powerful being, the God and Father of the only begotten, and of the firstborn of the whole creation, one God, the Father of one Son, not of many, the maker of one Comforter by Christ, the maker of the other orders, the one creator of the several creatures by Christ, the same their preserver and legislator by him, the cause of the resurrection, and of the judgment, and of the retribution which shall be made by him, that this same Christ was pleased to become man, and went through life without sin, and suffered, and rose from the dead, and returned to him that sent him. We also say, that every creature of God is good, and nothing abominable, that everything for the support of life, when it is partaken of righteously, is very good. For, according to the Scripture, all things were very good. 1. We believe that lawful marriage, and the begetting of children, is honorable and undefiled, for difference of sexes was formed in Adam and Eve for the increase of mankind. We acknowledge with us a soul, that is incorporeal and immortal, not corruptible as bodies are, but immortal, as being rational and free. We abhor all unlawful mixtures, and that which is practiced by some against nature is wicked and impious. We profess there will be a resurrection both of the just and unjust, and a retribution. We profess that Christ is not a mere man, but God the Word, and man the mediator between God and men, the high priest of the Father. Nor are we circumcised with the Jews, as knowing that he is come, to whom the inheritance was reserved, too, and on whose account the families were kept distinct the expectation of the Gentiles, Jesus Christ, who sprang out of Judah. 3. The Son from the branch. The flower from Jesse, whose government is upon his shoulder. 4. 12. But because this heresy did then seem the more powerful to seduce men, and the whole church was in danger, 5. We the 12 assembled together at Jerusalem, for Matthias was chosen to be an apostle in the room of the betrayer, and took the lot of Judas, as it is said, his bishopric. 6. Let another take. We deliberated, together with James the Lord's brother, what was to be done, and it seemed good to him, and to the elders, to speak to the people words of doctrine. For certain men likewise went down from Judea to Antioch, and taught the brethren who were there, saying, Unless ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, and walk according to the other customs which he ordained, ye cannot be saved. 7. When, therefore, there hath been no small dissension and disputation, the brethren which were at Antioch, when they knew that we were all met together about this question, sent out unto us men who were faithful and understanding in the Scriptures, to learn concerning this question. And they, when they were come to Jerusalem, declared to us what questions were arisen in the church of Antioch, namely, that some said men ought to be circumcised, and to observe the other purifications. And when some said one thing, and some another, I Peter stood up, and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that from ancient days God made choice among you, that the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel by my mouth, and believe, and God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness. 1. For an angel of the Lord appeared on a certain time to Cornelius, 2. Who was a centurion of the Roman government, and spake to him concerning me, that he should send for me, and hear the word of life from my mouth. He therefore sent for me from Joppa to Caesarea Stratonis, and when I was ready to go to him, I would have eaten. And while they made ready, I was in the upper room praying, and I saw heaven opened, and a vessel, knit at the four corners like a splendid sheet, let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-legged beasts, and creeping things of the earth, and fowls of the heaven. And there came a voice out of heaven to me, saying, Arise, Peter, kill, and eat. And I said, By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And there came a voice a second time, saying, What God hath cleansed, that call not that common. And this was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. But as I doubted what this vision should mean, the Spirit said to me, Behold, men seek thee, but rise up, and go thy way with them, nothing doubting, for I have sent them. 3. These men were those which came from the centurion, and so by reasoning I understood the word of the Lord which is written, Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. 4. And again, all the ends of the earth shall remember, and turn unto the Lord, and all the families of the heathen shall worship before him, for the kingdom is in the Lord's, and he is the governor of the nations. 5. And observing that there were expressions everywhere concerning the calling of the Gentiles, I rose up, and went with them, and entered into the man's house. And while I was preaching the word, the Holy Spirit fell upon him, and upon those that were with him, as it did upon us at the beginning, and he put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. And I perceived, that God is no respecter of persons, but that in every nation he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, will be accepted with him. But even the believers which were of the circumcision were astonished at this. Now therefore why tempt ye God, to lay an heavy yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither we nor our fathers were able to bear? But by the grace of the Lord, we believe we shall be saved, even as they. 6. For the Lord has loosed us from our bonds, and has made our burden light, and has loosed the heavy yoke from us by his clemency. While I spake these things, the whole multitude kept silence. But James the Lord's brother answered and said, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at first visited to take out a people from the Gentiles for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, Afterwards I will return, and will raise again, and rebuild the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will rebuild its ruins, and will again set it up, that the residue of men may seek after the Lord, and all the nations upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doth these things. 7. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is, that we do not trouble those who from among the Gentiles turn unto God, but to charge them, that they abstain from the pollutions of the Gentiles, and from what is sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, which laws were given to the ancients who lived before the law, under the law of nature, Enos, Enoch, Noah, Melchizedek, Job, and if there be any other of the same sort. 8. then it seemed good to us the apostles, and to James the bishop, and to the elders, with the whole church, to send men chosen from among our own selves, with Barnabas, and Paul of Tarsus, the apostle of the Gentiles, and Judas who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren, and wrote by their hand, as follows, the apostles, and elders, and brethren, 9, to the brethren of Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia of the Gentiles, send greeting, since we have heard, that some from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, to whom we gave no such commandment. It has seemed good to us, when we were met together with one accord, to send chosen men to you, with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom ye sent unto us. We have sent also with them Judas and Silas, who shall themselves declare the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost, and to us, to lay no other burden upon you than these necessary things, that ye abstain from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which things, if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. 10. We accordingly sent this epistle, but we ourselves remained in Jerusalem many days, consulting together for the public benefit, for the well-ordering of all things. 13. But after a long time we visited the brethren, and he confirmed them with the word of piety, and charged them to avoid those who, under the name of Christ and Moses, war against Christ and Moses, and in the clothing of sheep hide the wolf. For these are false Christs, and false prophets, and false apostles, deceivers, and corruptors, portions of foxes, the destroyers of the herbs of the vineyards, for whose sake the love of many will wax cold. But he that endureth steadfast to the end, the same shall be saved. 1. Concerning whom, that he might secure us, the Lord declared, saying, there will come to you men in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits, take care of them. For false Christs and false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many too. 14. On whose account also we, who are now assembled in one place, Peter, and Andrew, James, and John, sons of Zebedee, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebadius who is surnamed Thaddaeus, and Simon the Canaanite, 3, and Matthias, who instead of Judas was numbered with us, and James the brother of the Lord and bishop of Jerusalem, and Paul the teacher of the Gentiles. The chosen vessel, having all met together, have written to you this Catholic doctrine for the confirmation of you, to whom the oversight of the universal church is committed, wherein we declare unto you, that there is only one God Almighty, besides whom there is no other, and that you must worship, and adore him alone, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the most Holy Spirit. 4. That you are to make use of the sacred scriptures, the law, and the prophets, to honor your parents, to avoid all unlawful actions, to believe the resurrection and the judgment, and to expect the retribution, and to use all his creatures with thankfulness, as the works of God, and having no evil in them, to marry after a lawful manner, for such marriage is unblameable. 4. The woman is suited to the man by the Lord. 5. And the Lord says, he that made them from the beginning, made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. 6. Nor let it be esteemed lawful after marriage, to put her away who is without blame. 4. Says he, thou shalt take care to thy spirit, and shalt not forsake the wife of thy youth, for she is the partner. 7. Of thy life, and the remains of thy spirit. I and no other have made her. 8. For the Lord says, what God is joined together, let no man put asunder. 9. For the wife is the partner of life, united by God unto one body from two. But he that divides that again into two which is become one, is the enemy of the creation of God, and the adversary of his providence. In like manner, he that retains her that is corrupted, is a transgressor of the law of nature, since, he that retains an adulteress is foolish and impious. 10. For says he, cut her off from thy flesh. 11. For she is not an help, but a snare, bending her mind from thee to another. Nor be ye circumcised in your flesh, but let the circumcision which is of the heart by the Spirit, suffice for the faithful. For he says, be ye circumcised to your God, and be circumcised in the foreskin of your heart. 12. 15. Be ye likewise contented with one baptism alone, that which is into the death of the Lord, not that which is conferred by wicked heretics, but that which is conferred by unblameable priests, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. 13, and let not that which comes from the ungodly be received by you, nor let that which is done by the godly be dishandled by a second. For as there is one God, one Christ, and one Comforter, and one death of the Lord in the body, so let that baptism which is unto him be but one. But those that receive polluted baptism from the ungodly will become partners in their opinions. For they are not priests. For God says to them, Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee from the office of a priest to me. 14, Nor indeed are those that are baptized by them initiated, but are polluted, not receiving the remission of sins, but the bond of impiety. And, besides, they that attempt to baptize those already initiated, crucify the Lord afresh, slay him a second time, laugh at divine and ridicule holy things, affront the Spirit, dishonor the sacred blood of Christ as common blood, are impious against him that sent, him that suffered, and him that witnessed. Nay, he that, out of contempt, will not be baptized, shall be condemned as an unbeliever, and shall be reproached as ungrateful and foolish. For the Lord says, Except a man be baptized of water, and of the Spirit, he shall by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven. 1, And again, He that believeth, and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned too. But he thus says, When I'm dying I will be baptized, lest I should sin, and defile my baptism, is ignorant of God, and forgetful of his own nature. 4, Do not thou delay to turn unto the Lord, for thou knowest not what the next day will bring forth. 3, Do you also baptize your infants, and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of God. 4, Says he, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. 4:16 We have sent all these things to you, that ye may know our opinion, what it is, and that ye may not receive those books which obtained in our name, but are written by the ungodly. For you are not to attend to the names of the apostles, but to the nature of the things, and their settled opinions. For we know, that Simon and Cleobius, and their followers, have compiled poisonous books under the name of Christ, and of his disciples, and do carry them about in order to deceive yon who love Christ, and us his servants. And among the ancients also some have written apocryphal books of Moses, and Enoch, and Adam, and Isaiah, and David, and Elijah, and of the three patriarchs, pernicious and repugnant to the truth. The same things even now have the wicked heretics done, reproaching the creation, marriage, providence, the begetting of children, the law, and the prophets, inscribing certain barbarous names, and, as they think, of angels, but, to speak the truth, of demons, which suggest things to them, whose doctrine eschew, that ye may not be partakers of the punishment due to those that try such things for the seduction and perdition of the faithful and unblameable disciples of the Lord Jesus. 17. We have already said, that a bishop, a presbyter, and a deacon, when they are constituted, must be but once married, whether their wives be alive, or whether they be dead, and that it is not lawful for them, if they are unmarried, when they are ordained, to be married afterwards, or if they be then married, to marry a second time, but to be content with that wife which they had when they came to ordination. 5, We also appoint that the ministers, and singers, and readers, and porters, shall be only once married. But if they entered into the clergy before they were married, we permit them to many, if they have an inclination thereto, lest they sin, and incur punishment. 6, But we do not permit any one of the clergy to take to wife either a courtesan, or a servant, or a widow, or one that is divorced, as also the law says. Let the deaconess be a pure virgin, or, at the least, a widow who has been but once married, faithful, and well esteemed. 7:18 Receive ye the penitent, for this is the will of God in Christ. Instruct the catechumens in the elements of religion, and then baptize them. Eschew the antheistical heretics, who are past repentance, and separate them from the faithful, and excommunicate them from the Church of God, and charge the faithful to abstain entirely from them, and not to partake with them either in sermons or prayers, for these are those that are enemies to the Church, and lay snares for it, who corrupt the flock, and defile the heritage of Christ, pretenders only to wisdom, and the vilest of men, concerning whom Solomon the wise said, The wicked daughters pretend to act piously, for, says he, There is a way which seemeth right to some, but the ends thereof look to the bottom of hell. 8. These are they concerning whom the Lord declared as mine with bitterness and severity, saying that they are false Christs and false teachers. 9. Who have blasphemed the Spirit of grace, and done despite to the gift they had from him after the grace of baptism, to whom forgiveness shall not be granted, neither in this world nor in that which is to come. 10. who are both more wicked than the Jews and more atheistical than the Gentiles, who blaspheme the God over all, and tread underfoot his Son, and do despite to the doctrine of the Spirit, who deny the words of God, or pretend hypocritically to receive them, to the affronting of God, and the deceiving of those that come among them, who abuse the Holy Scriptures, and as for righteousness, they do not so much as know what it is, who spoil the church of God, as the little foxes do the vineyard. 11. Whom we exhort you to avoid, lest you lay traps for your own souls. For he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but he that walketh with the foolish shall be known one, for we ought neither to run along with the thief, nor put in our lot with an adulterer, since holy David says, O Lord, I have hated them that hate thee, and I'm withered away on account of thy enemies. I hated them with a perfect hatred, they were to me as enemies too, and God reproaches Jehoshaphat with his friendship towards Ahab, and his league with him and with Ahaziah, by Jonah the prophet, art thou in friendship with a sinner, or dost thou hate him, that is hated by the Lord? 3. For this cause the wrath of the Lord would be upon thee suddenly, but that thy heart is found perfect with the Lord. For this cause the Lord hath spared thee, yet are thy works shattered, and thy ships broken to pieces. 4. Eschew therefore their fellowship, and estrange yourselves from their friendship. For concerning them did the prophet declare, and say, it is not lawful to rejoice with the ungodly. 5. Says the Lord, for these are hidden wolves, dumb dogs, that cannot bark, who at present are but few, but in process of time, when the end of the world draws nigh, will be more in number and more troublesome, of whom said the Lord, will the Son of Man, when he comes, find faith on the earth? 6. And, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, and, there shall come false Christs and false prophets, and shall show signs in the heaven, so as, if it were possible, to deceive the elect. 7. From whose deceit God, through Jesus Christ, who is our hope, will deliver us. For we ourselves, as we pass through the nations, and confirm the churches, curing some with much exhortation and healing words, restored them again, when they were in the certain way to death. But those that were incurable we cast out from the flock, that they might not infect the lambs, which were found with their scabby disease, but might continue before the Lord God pure and undefiled, son and unspotted. And this we did in every city, everywhere through the whole world, and have left to you the bishops, and to the rest of the priests this very Catholic doctrine worthily and righteously, as a memorial or a confirmation to those who have believed in God, and we have sent it by our fellow minister Clement, our most faithful and intimate son in the Lord, together with Barnabas, and Timothy our most dearly beloved son, and the genuine Mark, together with whom we recommend to you also Titus and Luke, and Jason and Lucius, and Sosipater. 8. Section 4. By whom also we exhort you in the Lord, to abstain from your old conversation, vain bonds, separations, observances, distinction of meats, and daily washings. 4. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. 9. 19. For since ye have known God through Jesus Christ, and all his dispensation, as it has been from the beginning, that he gave a plain law, to assist the law of nature, 10, such a one as is pure, saving, and holy, in which his own name was inscribed, 11, perfect, which is never to fail, being complete in 10 commands, unspotted, converting souls, 12, which, when the Hebrews forgot, he put them in mind of it by the prophet Malachi, saying, remember ye the law of Moses, the men of God, who gave you in charge commandments and ordinances. 13, which law is so very holy and righteous, that even our Savior, when on a certain time he healed one leper, and afterwards 9, said to the first, go, show thyself to the high priest, and offer the gift which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. 14, and afterwards to the 9, go, show yourselves to the priests. 15, for he nowhere has dissolved the law, as Simon pretends, but fulfilled it, for he says, one iota, or one tittle, shall not pass from the law until all be fulfilled, for says he, I come not to dissolve the law, but to fulfill it. 16, for Moses himself, who is at once the lawgiver, and the high priest, and the prophet, and the king, and Elijah, the zealous follower of the prophets, were present at our Lord's transfiguration in the mountain, 17, and witnesses of his incarnation, and of his sufferings, as the intimate friends of Christ, but not as enemies and strangers. Whence it is demonstrated, that the law is good and holy, as also the prophets. 20. Now if the law is the Decalogue, which the Lord promulgated to them with an audible voice, 18, before the people made that calf which represented the Egyptian Apis 19, and the law is righteous, and therefore is it called the law, because judgments are thence made according to the law of nature, which the followers of Simon abuse, supposing they shall not be judged thereby, and so shall escape punishment. This law is good, holy, and such as lays no compulsion in things positive. For he says, if thou wilt make me an altar, thou shalt make it of earth one. It does not say, make one, but, if thou wilt make, it does not impose a necessity, but gives leave to their own free liberty. For God does not stand in need of sacrifices, being by nature above all want. But knowing that, as of old, Abel, beloved of God, and Noah and Abraham, and those that succeeded, without being required, but only moved of themselves by the law of nature, did offer sacrifice to God out of a grateful mind, so he did now permit the Hebrews, not commanding, but, if they had a mind, permitting them, and if they offered from a right intention, showing himself pleased with their sacrifices. Therefore he says, if thou desirest to offer, do not offer to me as to one that stands in need of it, for I stand in need of nothing, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof too. But when this people became forgetful of that, and called upon a calf as God, instead of the true God, and to him did ascribe the cause of their coming out of Egypt, saying, these are thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. 3. And when these men had committed wickedness with the similitude of a calf that eateth hay, and denied God who had visited them by Moses 4, in their afflictions, and had done signs with his hand and rod, and had smitten the Egyptians with 10 plagues, who had divided the waters of the Red Sea into two parts, who had led them in the midst of the water, as a horse upon the ground, who had drowned their enemies, and those that laid wait for them, who at Marah had made sweet the bitter fountain, who had brought water out of the sharp rock till they were satisfied, who had overshadowed them with a pillar of a cloud on account of the immoderate heat, and with a pillar of fire which enlightened and guided them, when they knew not which way they were to go, who gave them manna from heaven, and gave them quails for flesh from the sea. 5. Who gave them the law in the mountain, whose voice he had vouchsafed to let them hear, him did they deny, and said to Aaron, make us gods who shall go before us. 6. And they made a molten calf, and sacrificed to an idol. Then was God angry, as being ungratefully treated by them, and bound them with bonds, which could not be loosed, with a mortifying burden and a hard collar, and no longer said, if thou makest, but, make an altar, and sacrifice perpetually, for thou art forgetful and ungrateful. Offer burnt offerings therefore continually, that thou mayest be mindful of me. For since thou hast wickedly abused thy power, I lay a necessity upon thee for the time to come, and I command thee to abstain from certain meats, and I ordain thee the distinction of clean and unclean creatures, although every creature is good, as being made by me, and I appoint thee several separations, purgations, frequent washings and sprinklings, several purifications, and several times of rest, and if thou neglectest any of them, I determine that punishment which is proper to the disobedient, that being pressed and galled by thy collar, thou mayest depart from the error of polytheism, and laying aside that, these are thy gods, O Israel, 3, mayest be mindful of that, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. 7, and mayest run back again to that law, which is inserted by me in the nature of all men, that there is only one God in heaven and on earth, and to love him with all thy heart, and all thy might, and all thy mind, and to fear none but him, nor to admit the names of other gods into thy mind, nor to let thy tongue utter them out of thy mouth. He bound them for the hardness of their hearts, that by sacrificing, and resting, and purifying themselves, and by similar observances, they might come to the knowledge of God, who ordained these things for them. 21. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. 8. Yours, I say, who have believed in the one God, not by necessity, but by a sound understanding, in obedience to him that called you. For you are released from the bonds, and freed from the servitude. 4. Says he. 9. I call you no longer servants, but friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father have I made known unto you. 10. For to them that would not see nor hear, not for the want of those senses, but for the excess of their wickedness, I gave statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they would not live. 11. They are looked upon as not good, as burnings and a sword, and medicines are esteemed enemies by the sick, and impossible to be observed on account of their obstinacy, whence also they brought death upon them being not obeyed. 22. You therefore are blessed who are delivered from the curse, for Christ, the Son of God, by his coming, has confirmed and completed the law, but has taken away the additional precepts, although not all of them, yet at least the more grievous ones, having confirmed the former, and abolished the latter, and has again set the free will of man at liberty, not subjecting him to the penalty of a temporal death, but giving laws to him according to another constitution. Wherefore he says, If any man will come after me, let him come one, and again, will ye also go away, too, and besides, before his coining he refused the sacrifices of the people, while they frequently offered them, when they sinned against him, and thought he was to be appeased by sacrifices, but not by repentance. For thus he speaks, Why dost thou bring to me frankincense from Saba, and cinnamon from remote land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, and your sacrifices are not sweet to me. 3. And afterwards, gather your burnt offerings, together with your sacrifices, and eat flesh. For I did not commend you, when I brought you out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. 4. And he says by Isaiah, To what purpose do ye bring me a multitude of sacrifices? Saith the Lord, I'm full of the burnt offerings of rams, and I will not accept the fat of lambs, and the blood of bulls and of goats. Nor do you come and appear before me, for who hath required these things at your hands? Do not go on to tread my courts any more. If you bring me fine flour, it is vain. Incense is an abomination unto me, your new moons, and your Sabbaths, and your great day, I cannot bear them, your fasts, and your rests, and your feasts, my soul hateth them, I'm overfull of them. 5. And he says by another, Depart from me, the sound of thine hymns, and the psalms of thy musical instruments, I will not hear. 6. And Samuel says to Saul, When he thought to sacrifice, Obedience is better than sacrifice, and hearkening than the fat of rams. 4. Behold, the Lord does not so much delight in sacrifice, as in obeying him. 7. And he says by David, I will take no calves out of thine house, nor he goats out of thy flock. If I should be hungry, I would not tell thee, for the whole world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Shall I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice to God the sacrifice of praise, and pay tithe thou to the Most High. 8. And in all the scriptures, in like manner he refuses their sacrifices on account of their sinning against him. 4. The sacrifices of the impious are an abomination with the Lord, since they offer them in an unlawful manner. 9. And again, their sacrifices are to them as bread of lamentation, all that eat of them shall be defiled. 10. If, therefore, before his coining he sought for a clean heart and a contrite spirit. 11. More than sacrifices, much rather would he abrogate those sacrifices. I mean those by blood, when he came. Yet he so abrogated them, as that he first fulfilled them. For he was both circumcised, and sprinkled, and offered sacrifices and whole burnt offerings, and made use of the rest of their customs. And he that was the lawgiver became himself the fulfilling of the law, not taking away the law of nature, but abrogating those additional laws that were afterwards introduced, although not all of them neither. 23. For he did not take away the law of nature, but confirmed it. For he thus said in the law, The Lord thy God is one Lord. 12. The same says in the Gospel, that they might know thee, the only true God. 13. And he thus said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. 14. Says in the Gospel, renewing the same precept, A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. 15. He who then forbade murder, does now forbid causeless anger. 16. He that forbade adultery, does now forbid all unlawful lust. He that forbade stealing, now pronounces him most happy who supplies those that are in want out of his own labors. 17. He that forbade hatred, now pronounces him blessed that loves his enemies. 18. He that forbade revenge, now commands long-suffering. 19. Not as if just revenge were an unrighteous thing, but because long-suffering is more excellent. Nor did he make laws to root out our natural passions, but only to forbid the excess of them. 20. He who had commanded to honor our parents, was himself subject to them. 1. He who had commanded to keep the Sabbath, by resting thereon, for the sake of meditating on the laws, has now commanded us to consider of the law of creation, and of providence every day, and return thanks to God. He abrogated circumcision, when he had himself fulfilled it. For he it was, to whom the inheritance was reserved, who was the expectation of the nations too. He who made a law for swearing rightly, and forbade perjury, has now charged us not to swear at all. 3. He has in several ways changed baptism, sacrifice, the priesthood, and the divine service, which was confined to one place, for instead of daily baptisms, he has given only one, which is that into his death. Instead of one tribe, He has appointed that out of every nation the best should be ordained for the priesthood, and that not their bodies should be examined for blemishes, but their religion and their lives. Instead of a bloody sacrifice, he has appointed that reasonable and unbloody mystical one of his body and blood, which is performed to represent the death of the Lord by symbols. Instead of the divine service confined to one place, he has commanded and appointed that he should be glorified from sunrising to sunsetting in every place of his dominion. For he did not therefore take away the law from us, but the bonds,